Hey everyone, this amazing ESO Network show is brought to you by our fine sponsor, Amazon.com. Please remember to shop Amazon for all your geeky needs, no matter what time of the year it is. All you need to do is go to ESOpodcast.com/ESOAmazon or click on the Amazon banner on the ESO Network webpage to go to our e-store. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. Okay, that's enough of me babbling for now. Now on with your regular scheduled show.
Hi, I'm Joe Heath.
I'm Tony Heath.
And we're going to watch every episode of Doctor Who and then talk to you about it.
Every episode?
Every single one.
In order?
From an unearthly child to, you know, the future. And we're going to do it in a podcast that we call...
The Watchathon of Rassilon.
WatchaRassilon.com. And we're also a part of the ESO Network. So check us out or whatever.
Please.
Stay Rassil Awesome.
Stop trying to make Rassil Awesome a thing.
Nope.
Hello, and welcome again to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. I am your host, The Monster, back to give you another sci-fi news for this week. Now, I will be talking about my normal three topics, but in this case, I am going to be talking about three specific trailers that came out last week. So we have Death Note, which is done by Adam Wingard, who I've talked about. Was going to be doing the King Kong versus Godzilla movie in 2020. We also have a new Jumanji version, or a Jumanji movie, with Dwayne The Rock Johnson, so I'll talk about that as well. And the last trailer I'm going to be talking about is going to be on Marvel's Inhuman series. So all that is what I will be talking about. A couple of quick tidbits I'm going to talk about before I get into my trailer commentary. We have Sense 8. I've talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that it was canceled. The whole series is canceled after two seasons on Netflix. Well, there seems to be a reverse course, sort of, in which we are getting a two-hour movie to finish up the storyline, so at least that will be a complete season or series altogether. So we'll see what happens with that, but I'm definitely, again, since 8 is on my radar to finish one day, but I saw the first episode and I enjoyed it very much, so it's sad that it's only coming down to just, you know, a handful of episodes, but still, I'm glad that... What I'm happy about is that at least you get some kind of closure. Unlike other series that just kind of leave you in a lurch and you just don't know what's going to happen. And I hate when that happens. But here, this is a good thing. So happy about that. We also are getting a third season of Rick and Morty. I believe it's July 30th. So at the end of the month, we'll get a new season of Rick and Morty. And I think currently you can watch the first two seasons on Hulu if you subscribe to that. And lastly, the other thing is that, as I talked about, Dungeons & Dragons has become my thing now. So I finally got to play with my family, in which my son did not participate, but my wife and daughter did. So I'm not going to go by all the details of how the game went. I will note about how the ending of the game went. Basically, it's the same scenario in which I had a map for them to play on, and they were part of a crew that just washed up from a shipwreck, so they were stranded on this kind of craggy beach rock thing. The encounter that kind of end of the game was with a Fomorian, if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's basically like a purple giant. And the giant attacked my daughter, bonked her on her head, but she was able to escape any further damage and basically was able to sneak upon the giant again. And she did have some kind of spell casting ability, so she was able to put the giant to sleep. So, as the giant fell asleep, she came along and slit its throat and did lots of damage by slicing his throat. And then my wife finished the duty of cutting off the nuts of this giant who then bled to death. And that's how the game ended. And I'm still in awe with how they played, but I'm still in shock about how they played. So I had a good time, but I was like, oh, geez. That's my family for you. Bloodlust. All right, so let's get started with the Death Note trailer. So I'm going to play the trailer first, and then I'll come right back to talk about my feelings about Death Note.
All the people miserable. Make life dangerous. What if we can change things? The human whose name is written in this note shall die.
Shall we begin?
You're a death god.
Yes.
What exactly can I do with this death note?
Put your name down and see what happens.
It's not going to solve a few crimes. It's going to solve all crime. Do you think that I'm crazy?
I think you're not crazy enough. We could change the world.
The killer has taken credit for over 400 deaths. Although we do not know how he kills his victims, we do know he's not some omnipotent force. He's a person, like you or me.
You're the one who flew into the sun. I'm just here to make sure you burn.
We're not the good guys anymore.
Hope you know what you're doing.
I promise you, you will not survive. Look!
What they want is a god. So let's give it to them.
All right, so what I know about Death Note, very little. I know of it because it's in my library. It's in my library collection, so I am well aware of the material. So I'm going to do a quick little synopsis for you. From Wikipedia, basically, if you're looking at what is Death Note about, well, it's a Japanese manga, which is basically a Japanese comic book, or their version of their comic book, in which the story follows the main character. His name is Light Yagami, a high school student who discovers a supernatural notebook from a Shinigami named Ryuk that grants its users the ability to kill anyone whose name and face he knows. The series centers around Light's attempts to create and rule a world cleansed of evil as God using a notebook and the efforts of detective known as L to stop him. We're getting a more American version of that series through Netflix. So here in this case, the name of the main lead is Light Turner. So basically, you're still getting the exact same character, but just a different last name. You are still getting the same anonymous or famous detective named L. And Ryuk does appear in this. So, except for, I guess, the setting and the main character, it appears, and again, I have no idea, but it appears to be similar in some respects. There's some series that just cannot be translated into a different setting. And I talked about how certain animes or mangas, if they're going to be adopted for the American audience, how the settings would not work. And the perfect example was Akira. In this case, I don't know how much of the setting here really plays as being part of that story. Like, for example, Neo Tokyo and what rose from it, that made perfect sense from that. But to change it to, like, New Manhattan, unless you're going to tell a different revision of history, then that doesn't work. So I'm curious to see how this all turns out. But one of the main casting things is, of course, Willem Dafoe. Even though you don't see him per se, you hear his voice and you see the kind of spiny points on his back. And I'm like, oh, this actually might be probably the best version of Goblin that we should have gotten over the Sam Raimi version that we had when we had Spider-Man all those years ago. So, of course, when I look at the Willem Dafoe and Ryuk, I'm like, well, not much of a stretch. So, I'm sure there's going to be fans out there that's like, you know, this is sacrilegious, it's a desecration to the material. I can't say this is what's going to happen. I'm going to judge it for what it is. And I definitely want to look at the original material. That's what I have to do. So for right now, again, Adam Wingard, I'm only watching this because of the King Kong vs. Godzilla movie. This is brand new to Netflix, coming in, I think, August 25th. So I'm kind of... It hooked me pretty good. So I'm not going to lie saying that this is crap or anything like that. I don't know enough to judge this. So, like I said, I've given you my opinions about what can and cannot work with certain animes or mangas. And maybe this might turn out to be okay. Like Speed Racer. Speed Racer by the Wachowskis was, to me, over the top, but it still had the essence of what Speed Racer was all about. So, if you can do that and you can keep me entertained, you won and you've done your job. Now, later on, when I get back on track to do my verses, I may very well do this version versus the original version and just talk about what's the comparison, what worked, what didn't work. So, we'll see what happens with that. Let's move on to Jumanji.
Wow, this is a fun group. Welcome to detention.
Spencer, Bethany, Fridge, Martha.
You're all here for a reason.
Hey, person walking!
You should be thinking about who you are and who you want to be.
You'll have plenty of time to figure that out while you're cleaning out the basement.
Are you gonna help or are you too pretty?
I'm too pretty.
Yo, what's this?
A game for those who seek to find a way to leave their world behind. Jumanji. You pick a character and you're that person in the game.
Which one do I pick?
I don't think it matters that much.
Oops, Finbar. Sounds like a badass.
I'll be the curvy genius.
Dr. Smolder Bravestone.
I guess I'm Ruby Roundhouse.
Ow. Where's the rest of me?
Oh my God, Fridge?
Yeah, I'm Fridge. Who are you?
It's me, Spencer.
Who is she?
Martha?
Why am I wearing half a shirt and short shorts in the jungle?
I think we got sucked into Jumanji and we become the avatars we chose.
So that means...
Bethany?
Oh, wait, Bethany. Don't look at it!
I'm an overweight, middle-aged man.
Well, I don't have my Claritin, and all I see around here is pollen.
Well, I don't have the top 2 feet of my body.
Damn, that is a man right there. Don't cry, don't cry. Don't cry, it's gonna be okay.
Welcome to the jungle.
This is a video game, which means we all have special skills.
Why am I running so fast?
That was so intense. I like can't even with this place.
Watch your step in here.
Maybe we're all
in a coma.
What?
That old game machine must have electrocuted us, and now we're all.
You better get in there and save her.
I'm not gonna get in there.
You get in there. I got a backpack on. You don't get in water with a backpack. Everybody knows that.
All right, so we have the trailer, which I'll talk about in a second. My main question really is, the first one came out in 1995 with Robin Williams. We had sort of a second movie called Zathura, which you can kind of, sort of borrow some elements and make it a sequel. So not really necessarily, but exact same writer or exact same author of those books. So the question is, what are you going to do different in this new Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle? Well, first off, this movie is coming out in December 2017. So, first off, Christmas movies are big blockbusters now. And considering that Star Wars is going to be out around the exact same time, it doesn't make sense to throw something like this against Star Wars, unless there's something going for it. So, let's go into the trailer. We have a couple of teenagers that are up to no good, and it looks like a scene out of The Breakfast Club, in which these four teens get put into detention and have to come in and, I guess, clean the school's basement. And in the process, one of them discovers an old video game console that has the game Jumanji, an actual video game. So as they plug it in and they start to play, each character that's in the game represents one of the characters in real life or in the movie. So as they go through the list and each one gets picked, they somehow get sucked into the game and become those avatars. So that's why we get to see Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Karen Gillan, and we have Jack Black and Kevin Hart. That's when I'm like, oh, kind of like Tron, maybe, in some respects. But then as the comedy was unfolding, I'm like, this is not too bad. And the question is, you know, you could have done this exact same movie and not called it Jumanji. And then you'd be fine with that. I would be fine with that. But as I was reading the notes or in IMDb, the summary, they make a reference to Jack Parrish, who was the character from Jumanji that played by Robin Williams. So if you remember, he got sucked into the game and was lost for many years. So they have to do something similar in which they have to rediscover who they are and then find a way to get out of the game. But again, it's the exact same movie, but you're just retelling it a different way. And yet the trailer, again, because of the comedy, I actually liked it. But on the other hand, it's Jumanji again. So I'm really kind of mixed here. I want to enjoy it. I love everything that Dwayne The Rock has been doing. And then, again, for God's sakes, can we just focus on just getting a Black Adam movie? I don't want to see a Jungle Book The Cruise movie. Please, for the love of God, stop. Take a break. You just did Baywatch. You're doing all these movies left and right. Let's get that done before you run for president, okay? Please, for the love of God. Driving me nuts. Okay, so going back to Jumanji, it's not as if I would say, well, this is for a new generation, a new audience. I'm like, well, that's what DVDs are for. If I was watching this when I was growing up and I have kids now, here, kids, watch Jumanji on DVD. You'll enjoy it. And it's Robin Williams. Great performance. Not this. So I'm hoping that this is not the case in which he's doing nostalgia for nostalgia's sakes. I don't see people clamoring for Baywatch or for Chips, which seems to have failed both miserably in the box office. 21 Jump Street is an exception. But again, it's not as if I'm like, whatever happened to those characters? I want to know. 20 years later, this is not that kind of situation. Again, you can get away with not calling this movie Jumanji, and it would make it 100% better, and I would feel so much better about watching this movie. So, I'm mixed about this. I think it can work. If it ties into the original Jumanji, fine. But you have to explain the fundamentals as to why the board game is one thing, and now we have a video game as another thing. If you can tie those two things together and honor what was done before and make it fun and appealing, then you have my money. Maybe a second time. We shall see what happens down the road. All right, so let's go ahead and play our last trailer for tonight, which is Marvel's Inhumans.
Sooner or later, the humans are going to find us up here.
You should have known this day was coming.
Are we supposed to follow our king and remain as silent as he is? We need to go to Earth now. We've been hiding here too long. Let's go to our rightful home.
If we were on Earth, we would have a glorious planet to live on, thrive on.
You're talking about betraying your brother. You're talking about treason.
You're blind to his intentions. Right or wrong, he's dangerous.
What I'm talking about is freedom. Freedom for all Inhumans.
Are you going to use your voice
to kill your only brother?
Stop it!
What the?
We will not let anyone or anything stop us. We will create our destiny. Nothing can keep us from being free.
All right, so finally we have our 2-minute trailer for this new series that's going to be sort of replacing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at least in the fall. And then come mid-season, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will take over and hopefully do a non-stop, all episodes, no breaks in between season. So what do I know about the Inhumans? Very little. I know some. I know the leader is Black Bolt. I think his wife is Medusa, has very long hair and can strangle people. That's her abilities. there's, I think, her sister. Her name is Crystal. And I remember Crystal having black lines throughout her hair. And she became in love with Johnny Storm of the Fantastic Four. And, of course, the famous dog that I'm having a really tough time saying the whole thing, and I've given up because I've been repeating it and repeating it, and I can't do this. It's like Joss and Josh. See, I can do Joss and Josh right now, but I can't pronounce that stupid dog's name, except that he has like a little thing sticking up from his forehead and like a U shape. So, there you have it. That's what I know. When it comes to the TV series, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 2 really started to focus on bringing the Inhumans into their storyline. And I, again, got really excited about this because it's like, that's the direction they should have been doing. They're setting up for a movie that's going to be coming down the road, and they're going to tie it in all together. And it's like, guess what? ABC decided, or Disney decided, we're not going to do an Inhumans movie. Forget about it. So we move on to season 3, and they're still doing the Inhuman storyline. I'm like, God, but you're... Why? Disney said no way, no how, but you're still working the Inhuman storyline. Doesn't make any sense anymore. But now, that all changed because they said, no, we'll do a TV series, and we'll go one better. We'll show the first two episodes thereabouts September 1st in the theaters for 2 weeks. And then September 28th, if I remember correctly, we'll start with the series. And to boot, we're not going to talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're not going to be connected. Oh my God. Really? Who said that this was a good idea? So, let's put that aside. When I look at the trailer, and I see they're starting off with they were living on the moon, and there seems to be some type of uprising with Black Bolt's brother, who I forget the guy's name, but he is in Game of Thrones, and he was in Misfits, who, if you watch Misfits, he is playing the character of Simon. He is the nicest guy that you want to have on your side, but he's become such a despicable character actor. I'm like, I'm happy for him, but he's nothing like Simon, that he was so lovable and likable. But here he is again, he's being the bad guy. And again, very good at it. But we're having some kind of uprising in which Black Bolt and his family and his followers have to leave the moon, and they come down to Earth and they pick Hawaii. Just like Lilo and Stitch. Stitch landed anywhere on Earth and just happened to hit Hawaii. So there we have it. Okay, so this is happening. This is happening. Okay, if you remember Planet of the Apes, and you remember how, and we're just talking about like the original Charlton Heston, Roddy McDowall, Planet of the Apes, how fantastic the movie was with the ape makeup, the ape city. Everything about it was fantastic. And then as the sequels went on, as the movies went on, budgets were less, and you had to have less makeup or less need to put so much work into the makeup. So by the time we got to the third movie, Escape from the Planet of the Apes, you only had to do makeup for three apes, one who got killed off very early in the beginning of the movie, and it was set in present day, or back then in the 70s, it was present day. So in this case, you're doing the exact same thing. You're taking those characters out of wherever they were in the moon to now present day. So they're exile in present day. So you don't have to worry about having enormous sets. And I think that's probably the reason why it has done a quick turnaround to film and to get this ready. And then, boom, we have a series in about 2 months from now. So, when you put that together, and the fact that they're not going to tie in to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I am just at a loss as to why even bother doing the series in the first place. So, I look at the series, I am not overly optimistic about it. I'm sure it will have its fans, if there are any. But it's hard to feel engaged with characters that are not connected to anyone else. Even as much as I hated Iron Fist, at least we had the nurse from Rosario Dawson Claire as character still tie in her role from Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and from Daredevil. At least there was some kind of thread. And I don't know what you're going to do here if you're not going to turn into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So, unless whatever that series ends after, I think, only 8 episodes, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. picks up, and then there's going to be a continuing storyline, all right, then I'll go with that. But I don't know how they're going to talk about the MCU, so to speak, on a smaller scale, and just to kind of ignore what has happened before, you know. And I don't want to hear reference to the incident or that green guy or something that, you know, alludes to what had happened before without calling it out. I don't know if that's going to work. And we have the Defenders coming up also in August, so this may be the case of this is not going to work out in Marvel's favor, because again, as much as Marvel has been killing it on, again, I've said this before, on the big screen, and have had some success on a small screen with Netflix, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not exactly gangbusters, whereas the CW and DC has a stellar lineup of characters from the Green Arrow, the Flash, we have Supergirl, we have Legends of Tomorrow, we're going to get Black Lightning also in the mix. So, and those four shows, the first four, you know, have already done major crossovers and will continue doing more crossovers. So I think, again, DC works better on the small screen, whereas Marvel big screen is their forte. So I honestly don't know how well this is going to be received. And honestly, I'm not even sure if I'm willing to go to the movies, considering it's only in limited time for 2 weeks, to see it play. And I know it's a big thrill to watch this movie in IMAX, considering they use IMAX cameras, but I don't know. I really don't know. And I'm tired of saying I don't know, because I don't know. All right, so I'm just going to leave it at that. It's getting late because it's now about 10 minutes before midnight, which will be the 4th of July. So on that note, I want to wish everyone a happy and safe 4th of July. Please be careful with those damn fireworks. They will blow your fingers off. Let's not do that, because you'll never hit play in my podcast. What will you have to use instead of your hand? I don't want to think about it. But nonetheless, thank you very much for listening to me and to the Monster Sci-Fi Show podcast. Remember, you can follow me on the various social networks. Email me at monstersci-fi show@gmail.com. So again, good night. And remember, it's sci-fi from a certain point of view. Good night.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.